Joining us this morning on K1 for a Community Connection time, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time finding out more about what is involved with the OK to Grow program and maybe a little bit about the Dream It, Do It program as well. State Director Stephanie Cameron, good morning, Stephanie. Thanks so much for joining me on K1.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And Stephanie, first of all, OK, the number 2, Grow, sounds like it's an opportunity to really engage and inspire a bunch of students.
It is. It is a workforce development and career pathways initiative that was actually started by a small business owner here in Oklahoma.
And so it's an opportunity to get, okay, workforce development. I know what that term is, that they need to go be successful in somewhere in a job, whether it's entrepreneurship or working for somebody else, to be able to be successful in the workplace and maybe earn more and innovate more.
Exactly. And so most of the time we're going to be working with K-12 students. We do interact with some of the college level and community college students as well.
And this is through what, classroom visits or internships, or how does it all work?
Yeah. So we focus on youth entrepreneurship, general career awareness, and then we do some specific things around manufacturing. And so this takes a variety of shapes. On the youth entrepreneurship side, we have a scholarship program for high school seniors with existing businesses. We have a Young Entrepreneur Association where we work with students in an after-school setting. We help facilitate field trips to college campuses that have entrepreneurship programs. We do some workshops around entrepreneurship. We also help facilitate internship programs, do some specific Latino outreach. We also work with schools on career pathways fairs, so bringing businesses into their schools. We also started an early career manufacturing employee group. So anything that we can do to help students understand the opportunities in our community, we feel like it's helping our state overall.
Yeah, well, it sounds like just I'm going to put it under a big career awareness type of umbrella, and hopefully you'll take me out of the umbrella and take me down the road here.
Yeah. So on the youth entrepreneurship side, I talked a little bit about our scholarship program. I think that's something really relevant for people to know about right now.
Okay.
We are looking for high school seniors, and they can be having iPhone repair businesses. They can be baking cookies and selling them. They can have a taxidermy business. They can be doing agricultural work. Whatever they're doing to make money independently, that would qualify them for a scholarship. And so this is a $1,000 award, and our deadline is February 25th. Other things, we can work with any area schools that reach out to us, and we can help set up internship programs for them or career pathways fairs. And then we're always looking for businesses as well who want to be involved and would like to be engaged in our public school system, because this is the time that they need us.
Well, sure it is, because schools are always trying to make the best use of taxpayer dollars. And if they can get, in my words, not yours, a volunteer or somebody that they don't have to pay a lot to, instructor/mentor/idea person that rounds up somebody's education and brings real world practical business solutions into it, then they're making a more productive graduate, regardless of what that graduate ends up doing later down the road, right?
Absolutely. You know, you never know the difference that you're going to make in the life of a child. Having someone from an area business, you know, with a different perspective to come in and share their story really is powerful. We see that a lot of times, too, when we take students and educators on tours of local companies. I mean, I think first it's just interesting to see the diversity economically within Oklahoma, and then for them to be able to see, hey, here's a package that's going to Australia, or here's something that I never thought about doing, but wow, this is really cool. Because a lot of times students are just thinking about what they see around them. You know, you can't be what you can't see. And so opening doors for them, allowing them to see kind of the pathways of prosperity where they can take within our state, I think that's really important.
That sounds like a powerful term, pathways of prosperity. First of all, I like the alliteration, but more importantly than that, there is a certain path that if you follow this path, it is a more or less proven fact that you will be more successful than if you don't, right?
Yes. And I think a lot of times, you know, there are some misperceptions about, you know, skilled trades. that you can be very successful going the skilled trade route mm-hmm. versus going to a four-year college. I think a lot of students may be ready to get out and work and make money initially, and then they can go back to school after that. I think a lot of times students, if they're growing up in an economically challenged household, they may just be seeing, okay, we're going to Walmart. You know, Walmart's a great place to work. I want to work there because that's where we get everything that we buy.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah. And so there are other opportunities that they may not see on a daily basis. For instance, manufacturing. You know, you can have a great career and provide for your family in that route, but that's not something that kids are seeing every day. It's not on mainstream TV.
But that was exactly growing up, of course, a number of decades ago in a different state. The major employers for me growing up were International Harvester. They were in my hometown.
Yeah.
Caterpillar Tractor was 20 miles down the road with 9 different manufacturing facilities around that headquarters. It was Keystone Steel and Wire Company. It was a manufacturing environment. That typically doesn't happen in very many communities in Oklahoma.
Right, and there is so much diversity within manufacturing. You know, you don't just have to do the production side of things. There's accounting, there's human resources, there's public relations. And that's an industry that's for both men and women. The women make up about 24% of the manufacturing workforce. It's about 50% of the population. And right now, the average age of a high-skilled worker is 56. And so we need more students to be considering careers in manufacturing.
You mentioned the skilled trades, and typically they have great internship programs if you walk in the door with at least some basic skills.
Absolutely. I think more employers are becoming open to the idea of having high school and technical school students in their facilities because there is such a need for it. I think something else that people don't realize is that the average Oklahoma manufacturing employee makes over $60,000. And so I think more parents need to be open to the idea that that could be a good path for their student.
I think the educational community, through government guidance, right, wrong, or otherwise, seems to be pushing every student college bound. I'm sorry, that's not where 100% of the students' interests lie. And if we don't find people in the technical fields, like that iPhone repair person, then we're missing out economically somewhere along the line.
I agree. I think it's all about helping students to find their spark and whatever path that takes them down. And so finding if they are mechanically inclined, finding if they are, you know, good with numbers, alternative routes are valid, and they can be more successful in skilled trades than a four-year institution where they end up with lots of debt and can't find a job that fits their skill set. So I think we need to be thinking in those terms more.
How does this program work? And you mentioned you're looking specifically for high school seniors right now, but you also talked about this being a K-12 program. So really, you're building awareness almost from day one when they start their school, right?
Yes. So we will work with elementary, middle, or high school students. So a lot of times if they're elementary students, we may be doing classroom visits or tours of different companies just to help them understand, you know, there are various businesses around them, and then to be thinking in terms of, okay, well, what are my aptitudes, you know, doing some career assessments. And then at the high school level, we can work on getting them out for shadows, working that more into the curriculum, and then offering internships.
Internships can be that deciding factor, and I think at least traditionally they haven't come along very much. Yeah, there are some high school internships that I'm familiar with, but typically they're like, you know, sophomore, junior, even senior year in college. To kind of then it's a little bit late to say, student, you've invested X number of years and dollars in this career towards a diploma, and you get out there in the work field and find out you don't like it.
That's often true. I think a lot of people, you know, who are in the workplace now had opportunities to either co-op or job out or have some kind of work-based experience in high school.
Mm-hmm.
For one reason or another, you know, Oklahoma schools got away from that. I think it was, you know, encouraging more people to go down the college path. But now we're experiencing a renaissance in these opportunities, and there has been some legislation passed to allow students to get outside of the classroom doors and really explore. You know, they may say, I want to be an engineer, but they have no idea what an engineer does on a daily basis. And so allowing them to see and shadow and say, okay, this is for me or this isn't for me, before they make huge investments and declare majors and make those decisions, I think it's really important and eye-opening for them.
Well, the word engineer is such a broad field. Are we talking mechanical engineer, civil engineer, electrical engineer, chemical engineer? What are we looking for?
And a lot of the time, the students don't know that yet. And so allowing them to explore, you know, I've seen some hands-on situations where that's happened and they said, okay, I don't like this particular area of engineering. And so letting them experience that is really powerful.
So really this, I can see how the whole idea of the Dream It, Do It program really works, because you're getting students to, you know, talk about their ideas, to talk about goals and to, I guess, imagine themselves in that particular situation.
Yes. And I think the other piece of these programs really has to do with retaining talent for our state. You know, we're in competition with Arkansas, with Texas, with Kansas, and so helping students develop relationships here in Oklahoma before they go off for additional training or make decisions to move for some other reason, I think letting them know that there are great jobs here and that there are people willing to write them letters of recommendation, hire them early on, I think really helps in our state's talent retention.
I spoke with a state legislator not all that long ago, and it was a phrase that has stuck with me. Our students are our biggest export product.
Yeah, and I think we see that with teachers as well. So I think anything that we can do to help them grow roots is going to be beneficial for Oklahoma.
I want to at least get back to this scholarship program and more opportunities for the students, but you say there is a deadline coming up for this Scholarship to Success entrepreneurship program?
Yes, and so it is February 25th. It's a pretty short application, but if you know students who have that inclination, that entrepreneurship push, please encourage them to go out to scholarships2success.org. You can also find it off from our website at okthenumber2grow.org. We want to get as many applications in as we can. We're hoping to award at least 5 to 10 students. If we have more, we can definitely make a push to find more sponsors for those scholarships. But we like to stay in touch with our students and really recognize those who are creating opportunities within our state.
I haven't looked at the application process, but this sounds like they need to be able to document some of the things that they've been doing. It probably is an easy process if they've got all their information all in one spot already.
Yeah, and a couple comments to make. They don't have to be an LLC. It could just be an operation that they started that's kind of under that threshold, or even if they have a well-developed idea, mm-hmm. we would consider that.
Wow, that sounds like a great opportunity, and I don't care whether it's a career tech or four-year college or some other educational process, that scholarship really makes the whole rest of it work, because it's paying, you know, a lot of the bills for learning what I want to do.
Yes, and so we're hoping to support those students, stay in touch with them, and connect with them with other resources around the state as they move through their education and business development.
Are there opportunities for local employers, local business people to get involved in encouraging what you do?
Yes. So we're always looking for new industry partners. They can also visit our website, and there's a little form that they can complete to contact us. So it may be that, you know, we may ask you to speak in a school, or we may ask you to show up at a school for a couple hours and set up and talk about your business. So they're pretty simple volunteer opportunities, but you never know the difference you're going to make. So I encourage any businesses that might be interested to get out there and take a look and reach out.
How do they get a hold of you?
My number is 918-688-9796, and then other contact information is listed on our website.
And I just Googled OK2GROW and found all kinds of information on career pathways and resources and just how to get involved in something that's called a Red Bud Celebration.
Yeah, so that is going to be a fun event coming up here pretty quickly. It's on April 4th. This is lip sync competition. And so this is our fundraiser for all the activities related to OK to Grow. We're going to have about 5 to 8 teams battling it out. We'll also have some drawings and some other fun activities at that event.
Okay, so people can find out more about that. And again, please give her a call and just find out how you can get involved. And students, you need to find out more about what Stephanie has to talk about on this scholarship application process. And again, there is a deadline coming up, well, I'll say next month, but really we're talking about just a matter of a couple of weeks that you need to get it in. Stephanie Cameron, again, one more time on the website for the application process.
It is ok2grow.org, and you can also find it at scholarships2success.org.
Stephanie, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again real soon because I think there's more information out there.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Stephanie Cameron, she is State Director for OK2GROW and Dream It, Do It. More on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.